Let's begin to look at ways that families can drive the system. There's a clear history of how family-driven care has evolved. Some of the monumental milestones previously discussed include the creation of the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health by President Bush in 2002, tasked with defining the term family-driven. The commission report was released in 2003, in which mental health being consumer and family-driven was one of the goals. What we didn't discuss was that Jane Addams, the National Federation's board president and a family member, was appointed to the commission. She represented families that lived the experience of having children with behavioral and serious mental health challenges. The Federation itself had a very interesting beginning. This is important not just for historical sake, but also to see how much movement has been made in a relatively short period of time. Later in the lecture, we will discuss that movement and where we are today.